Les coulisses en live.
Bonjour, bonjour, chers auditeurs. Là, on va recevoir Stanley Moss et Pierre Siquier. Donc, on va faire cette interview en anglais puisque Stanley Moss est américain. Oui. Et donc, on va lui faciliter la tâche et basculer directement en anglais. Donc, juste pour introduire l'émission, il va y avoir des interventions au niveau de l'éthique et puis ensuite de la création au niveau des produits. Donc, on va toucher aussi bien à l'éthique qu'au marketing. So, we are going to switch in English. And I will start by just ask you, Stanley, to introduce yourself and to introduce the company for which you work.
Okay, well, I am Stanley Moss, the CEO of the Medinga Group, a Stockholm-based international think tank about brands and branding. And the basis of our work has to do with humanistic branding and with the application of ethical principles in product creation and governance in action and generally in attitude and strategy. And we are an interdisciplinary organization, meaning that there are many, many different kinds of brand professionals who sit around our table. We're a group of 23 people.
22 people in US or worldwide?
It is an international group of which I am the only American national. There is one expat American living in Britain and one half American who's mostly Swiss.
Okay. Thank you, Stanley. So, Pierre, what about you? Can you introduce yourself?
Oui, alors je suis Pierre Siquier, je suis président de l'agence Ligaris et agence corporate. Et je suis président de la commission développement durable de l'AACC, de l'association des agences de conseil en communication. Et en même temps, je suis vice-président de la fondation Nicolas Hulot. Donc un peu de mauvaise humeur aujourd'hui à cause de la taxe carbone.
Donc la Wiki Radio pourra aider à avoir un débat national à ce niveau-là. Just to go back to Stanley, you want to talk about ethics and marketing. What do you want to say exactly to the audience?
Well, I think that one of the subjects that we didn't touch on today at the panel was the issue of the ethics, the underpinning ethics here. Mostly, we talked about product creation and politics, but I think that ultimately, what we're looking at here in advertising and marketing is there has to be a quantum change in the attitude about which we approach this. Marketing must reinvent itself. There's all new paradigms that have to be applied. Because quite often, we see in this marketing a corruption. We see no idea of the subtext of what's going on, and we see a lot of psychological manipulation, and it's still quite present. I've done a lot of work recently in India, and I can see in India they are applying a lot of the same leveraging manipulative techniques. So in the emerging economies, which are going to be the powerhouses at least in the near future, we must be more vigilant, I believe, and we must spread the word about the mistakes we made in consumer culture, in cultivating this idea that happiness and satisfaction and contentment and probably ethical perfection can be remedied by the consumption of objects. Pierre.
Oui, alors moi je vais rejoindre Stanley sur ce point, c'est-à-dire qu'aujourd'hui, les marques sont obligées, quand elles vendent des produits ou quand elles vendent une entreprise, d'introduire des dimensions éthiques ou des dimensions sociétales, disons dans le sens large du terme, qu'elles soient environnementales ou autres. Elles sont obligées d'introduire ces dimensions et qu'avant on pouvait vendre un produit, je dirais, sans prouver comment il était fait, sans démontrer comment il était fait. Et aujourd'hui, où si on, par exemple, pour ce qui concerne les chaussures au Pakistan, par exemple, pour savoir qu'elles étaient faites par des enfants, aujourd'hui vous êtes obligé de démontrer que vous êtes dans une éthique de production ou dans une éthique de conception et que vous faites du bien à l'environnement ou etc. Le public est très intéressé par savoir pas seulement le produit en lui-même, mais d'où ça sort et comment on fait ce produit et par quels moyens on le fait.
So, Stanley, just to comment what Pierre just mentioned, could you give some example, concrete example of a new paradigm in terms of ethics, how I produce my TV set, or what is the different process in terms of ecology that I can show to consumers?
So that you can show to consumers, is that what you're asking when you put it out into the marketplace?
Yeah,
to give evidence to consumers of ethical conduct? Well, I think it's the onus is on the consumer to look at us through the web and to do the due diligence to find out exactly if we are conducting ourselves as organizations correctly. I mean, that's what's more important here. It's not me telling you so much. In many ways, I'm here being evaluated by you. The power has been transferred over to the consumer now. So the consumer takes the responsibility for the research. The consumer takes the responsibility for the brand adoption, for the loyalty. And we take the responsibility somehow or other for the product creation. Here's another thing we didn't talk about today. We didn't talk about this idea of co-creation, about how in many ways a lot of product creation has been transferred over to working with the very consumers who we are selling the product to. Organizations are not traditionally structured around product or customers. What they're structured around is products, and the products they create often do not meet the need, or they are quickly obsolete, or they are quickly, or they are redundant, or they are completely useless. So this is one of the great changes that are going on now. In the marketplace and in the way in which organizations work. I mean, if you think about the American company called Netflix, they offered $1 million prize if someone could help them to improve their search engine and reference mechanism online. So what would it have cost them in terms of research and development dollars in order to come up with that solution? Vastly more. So this is an area where the consumer has been co-opted and is giving benefit, therefore, to the company, who then creates the product, who then passes it back to the consumer, where everyone benefits.
Alors, c'est vrai que c'est un des grands changements, probablement dû à Internet aussi, et à cette facilité de communication qu'on a avec les publics. C'est-à-dire qu'avant, les marques, elles faisaient du top-down, et elles envoyaient un message ou elles envoyaient un produit dans le public par l'intermédiaire du réseau de distribution, et ça s'arrêtait là. Alors qu'aujourd'hui, le public, il donne un avis sur tout. Et toutes les parties prenantes, les stakeholders, ils donnent un avis sur tout. C'est-à-dire que vous vous retrouvez aussi bien dans le côté purement produit technique, par exemple, mais aussi bien dans le côté sociétal, sur des sujets comme la santé, par exemple, ou des sujets comme l'environnement, où chacun donne son avis. Et effectivement, je suis d'accord avec vous, il y a une co-construction des choses, et même des produits aujourd'hui, où je prends l'exemple d'Apple, par exemple. Quand ils ont sorti l'iPhone, la coque de l'iPhone était en produit non recyclable. Bon, eh bien, il y a eu un mouvement énorme sur tous les internautes du monde entier en obligeant effectivement Apple à changer. Et Steve Jobs lui-même a pris la parole en disant « Je vais construire ma coque du iPhone en matériaux recyclables ». Ça, c'est une co-construction de produits quelque part. Et yeah. ça n'existait pas il y a 10 ans ou 5 ans même. Hein.
That's true. And I believe also that it can work in the other direction too. The consumers can then mobilize and say, wait a minute, you shouldn't be doing this way. Or there was an example recently in Australia where Kraft asked consumers to name a new product. Oddly enough, they named it iSnack 2.0. Thank goodness that Steve Jobs didn't get involved in suing them for that. But there was an incredible revolution in the consumers. They saw, by the way, it was a product success. In a community, I think, of 30 million consumers, they sold 16 million units in the first 6 weeks. That's an astounding number in consumer world for fast-moving consumer products. However, there was an extreme mobilization publicly. There were a dozen Facebook pages. There were 100,000 negative tweets. And finally, because there was this mobilization, the company backed down, and the name was withdrawn. It was compared to the launch of a product in America many years ago called New Coke, which was another attempt at like launching a new product into a marketplace that failed miserably. However, what Kraft said was it brought so much attention to the product that it was a commercial success. They could never have gained that kind of product awareness in the marketplace without a failure of that size.
So you just want to comment, Pierre?
Oui, c'est ce que je trouve très intéressant, c'est la notion de changement de pouvoir. C'est-à-dire que le centre de gravité du pouvoir vis-à-vis d'un produit ou d'un concept d'ailleurs, ou d'un secteur comme la santé, change de main. C'est-à-dire qu'aujourd'hui, par exemple, les scientists, les docteurs étaient tout puissants dans la santé. Aujourd'hui, vous avez des forums de discussion sur toutes les santé dans le monde entier. Et donc on vous dit, mais non, je suis pas d'accord avec telle chose. Moi, j'ai fait l'expérience de tel hôpital ou de tel médicament ou de telle chose. Et donc il y a une espèce de shift de pouvoir qui est absolument incroyable. Et ça, c'est là où on peut être optimiste, dans le côté pouvoir du consommateur sur l'économie mondiale. Ça, c'est un vrai sujet. Alors après, est-ce qu'on est capable de gérer ça et de ne pas se faire pervertir par des fausses informations? C'est un autre débat.
Well, that's true. And we live in an era of such extreme transparency that we have to be very, very careful of our conduct. This is why ethics is figuring so much higher in the equation now, because we're under such incredible scrutiny and change can occur at such a rapid rate, a more rapid rate. It's a very interesting time to live in.
Okay, so we are here with the AACC, you are on Saudi Wiki Radio. So I would have two questions to end this interview. The first one is we talk about creativity because this week is the week of creativity. What is your definition of the creativity? This is the first question. And the second one, we are with a lot of communication agencies. What would be the message you want to send to all those communication agencies?
Okay, well, first of all, I think that you've asked me the most difficult question in the universe, which is to define creativity, because by its nature, it is a mysterious process. I can only tell you that there are certain conditions that exist that we can create where creativity can flourish. We talked about this in our panel today, that there are, if you have some restrictions or confinement, then the creativity thrives. Mathieu, the designer, also said that today. He said he works better with some limitations. So I can tell you more that creativity thrives within limitations. I also think that creativity exists with or without encouragement, you see. I think that it's going to happen no matter what. Primo Levi in a concentration camp writes an entire book in his mind. The same thing Fernand Braudel writes, The Mediterranean, in two volumes. Nelson Mandela, incarcerated for 30 years, still comes out of prison with an optimistic, idealistic vision of the world. So these are all creative people with incredible limitations and constraints who did magnificent work, you know, within those limitations. So that gives me a lot of hope. What's the second part of your question?
The second question, which is not at all connected to the creativity.
Oh, what would I tell? What would I tell agencies? Well, let me tell you a story that one of the ladies in our think tank is a highly placed executive with IBM. And I said to her, what do you think that the greatest thing that you could do to build the IBM brand is? And she said, kill our marketing department. So I think that that's the first thing that I would tell all of these agencies is tuez votre marketing department. Because I think that one thing that evidence has taught us in the modern world today is that all of the traditional paradigms of marketing and advertising are bankrupt and broken and do not work, and that we must completely rethink the relationship between the organization and the customer. And so that's what I would tell them. I would say, don't go back to the same tried and true solutions at all. Forget everything traditional and go for the new paradigms.
Okay. Pierre. Les deux mêmes questions, puisqu'on est dans la semaine de la créativité, on a toutes les agences de communication, donc c'est quoi la créativité?
Pour moi, quel message? La créativité, c'est l'homme. C'est-à-dire que la créativité, elle a commencé quand l'homme a fait les premiers outils, il y a 7 millions d'années, quand il a commencé à taper les pierres, pour faire des outils pour couper les choses. Donc ça, eh bien, nous, on fait d'autres outils pour couper des choses. C'est des souris, c'est des ordinateurs, c'est des tas de choses. C'est de l'art, c'est tout ça. Pour moi, c'est l'homme. C'est complètement lié à la nature humaine. Alors, en ce qui concerne la deuxième question sur les agences, moi, je crois que les agences, elles ont une responsabilité, justement, de faire qu'on ne transmette pas des faux messages, on respecte l'homme dans nos messages et qu'on soit dans un humanisme, qu'on respecte l'humanisme dans la communication, ce qui n'a pas toujours été le cas. Et je trouve que justement la société de consommation nous a parfois entraîné, nous les publicitaires ou les hommes de communication, vers des messages qui sont des messages de surconsommation ou de fausse consommation, et que notre responsabilité à nous, là, dans les années qui vont venir, c'est d'aller dans une forme d'éthique, ce que disait Stanley tout à l'heure, mais aussi dans un respect de la condition humaine et de l'humanisme. Voilà, moi c'est le message qu'on passe en tous les cas.
Ok, thank you so much, merci beaucoup, and then I talk to you later.
That was